The United States Marine Corps celebrates its birthday today, its 229th to be exact. And what's a birthday without a piece of cake? As tradition go, Marines on ships and bases in combat zones around the world, even those here at home, will participate in a symbolic cake ceremony to honor this special day. Joining us now to talk about this occasion is retired Marine Corps Lieutenant General Bernard Traynor. He's also the author of The General's War, the inside story of the conflict in the Gulf, about the first Gulf War, and he joins us by phone from his office in Lexington, Massachusetts. General Traynor, good to have you on the program, as
always. Well, it's a delight to be with you.
Can you tell us, was there a particularly memorable Marine Corps birthday that you recall?
Well, they're all memorable, some more memorable than others. I think the one probably that stands out in my mind is in Korea during the war. I commanded a rifle platoon, and we were on line facing the Chinese about 300 yards away, and had a very creative sergeant in my platoon. And for the old warriors, they may remember that in the sea rations, there was always a little can with some a little cake in it, like a pound cake, and there was also cocoa powder. And he mixed some cocoa powder up and made a paste out of it, and he put it on one of these little pound cakes that came out of the sea ration can, and then stuck a candle in it and lit it. And we had the birthday cake cutting ceremony with a trench knife, and then the entire platoon, who were all strung out in foxholes on cue, all sang the Marine Corps hymn. And I'm sure 300 yards away, the Chinese wondered, what in heaven's name is going on over there? And that's of the memorable ones, that's probably the one that stands out mostly in my mind.
It can be cold in Korea in November.
Well, yes, it was. It got a great deal colder in December, February, January and February.
If there are any other Marines out there listening and have memories of particularly significant birthdays, give us a call. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Email is totn@npr.org. General Traynor, there's more to it than just a piece of cake, though, isn't there?
Well, it's a regular ceremony, and one of the things that goes with it is the reading of a message from one of our former commandants, General Lejeune, where he sums up the values of the Marine Corps, and this was written back in around 1922 or 1923. So there's a regular formal ceremony. Here in Boston, we have a group called the Semper Fidelis Society, which sponsors a luncheon, which I just returned from, on the birthday, and it's amazing. You know, it turns out all of these old retread Marines like myself, then turns out about 1,300 there today for the luncheon and the ceremony, and I always have the honor of being the toastmaster for it, and it's quite a thrill for me each year.
We're talking with retired Lieutenant General Bernard Traynor of the United States Marine Corps on the occasion of the Corps' 229th birthday. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, is it true that the oldest Marine there gets the first piece?
Yes, there's part of the protocol is that when the cake is cut with a good deal of ceremony, the oldest Marine receives the first piece. And the youngest Marine receives the next piece. And I have never gotten the first piece nor the second piece, and I'm not in a hurry to get that first piece, tell you the truth. But I can tell you that the Marines are fighting there in Fallujah right now. But rest assured, there's somebody out there with a pound cake and some cocoa mix making a little cake that they're all going to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday today, even though they're in combat.
Let's get a caller on the line. Arturo is with us from Lawrence, Kansas.
Yes, sir. I'm a reserves in the Marine Corps right now. We just had our birthday ball last Saturday.
You had it early.
Yeah, well, we're a reserve unit, so we have to do it the first weekend of November, whenever it comes around.
So there's no special significance in jumping the gun other than you certainly didn't want to be late.
Yes. But I was at my most memorable Marine Corps birthday was actually my first one in 1999, November. I was actually in Paris Island. We're finishing like third to last week of training. We're doing weapons training. And for the first time, we had a full, nice, long dinner where we had amazingly steak and shrimp and lobster after 3 months of eating, stuffing our mouths with as much chow as we could.
That's a rare occasion for any kind of a recruit, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It was actually, like I said, my most memorable because it was a very rare moment for us.
Arturo, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And happy birthday.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's get another caller on the line. And this is Chris. Chris is calling from San Jose, California.
Yes, my most memorable Marine Corps birthday was actually post September 11th, and I didn't actually get any formalities or celebrations. I was a purchaser at the time, and we were in such a hurry to sustain operational tempo in the Arabian Sea that it was just, sorry, you've got to work. And, you know, there was definitely, you know, there was celebration and whatnot, but I just remember it as being... you're still a Marine, and we're still fighting a war.
So. Now, when you talk about being in the Arabian Gulf, in other words, you were embarked. They're normally Marine Expeditionary Units or MEUs embarked on ships. You were with one of them?
No, I wasn't embarked. Actually, I was based in Miramar, California, but I was still sending parts, shipping them directly to that to embarked Marines. I had fellow Marines there that were basically begging me to get their parts as soon as they could. So,
well, Chris, happy birthday. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And General Traynor, we sometimes forget, we think, of course, of the Marines in Fallujah today, but there are Marines in every embassy around the world, and Marines all over the place.
Well, not only in the embassies, as you've already alluded to, there are Marines at sea, there are Marines fighting there in the mountains of Afghanistan, there are Marines on the Horn of Africa on anti-terrorist operations, there are Marines down in the Philippines, helping the Philippines operate against their insurgents. So they're at ships, on ships and stations and embassies and special duties all over the world. And, of course, for 229 years, rarely a year goes by that there isn't a Marine somewhere in combat.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is Joan, who's calling from Lakewood, Ohio.
Hi, Neil. I'm not a former Marine, but my father is. He served in World War II, and when the Marines celebrated their 200th anniversary, I was working on Capitol Hill, and the staff that I was working with, we called the Commandant of the Marine Corps and sang happy birthday to him. He was a little bit shocked, but was very gracious in accepting the good wishes of our staff.
It's almost a happy birthday prank.
Yeah, well, it was all in all seriousness, and I told him I was doing it in honor of my dad, Jack Berta, who served in the VMB 612 in World War II.
In one of the flying squadrons, yes.
Yes, Crams Rams.
Thank you very much for the memory, John. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I guess it's hard to top that, General Traynor. The Commandant is the recipient of all of these birthday wishes?
Well, of course he is. Yeah, he kind of symbolic, representing the Marine Corps. He's the senior Marine Corps officer within the Corps, and it's only right and appropriate. Of course, in Washington tonight, they'll have a big, magnificent, fancy dress ball, and the Commandant, of course, will take the applause of the Marines, who are, in a sense, paying tribute to the entire Corps by symbolizing the Commandant.
Well, General Traynor, we wish all of you happy birthday.
Right, and back to you, Neil. Happy birthday.
Lieutenant General Bernard Traynor, retired, the author of The General's War, the inside story of the conflict in the Gulf about the first Gulf War. He was kind enough to join us by phone today from his home in Lexington, Massachusetts. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.